Ready?
We are recording.
Ready. Okay, I will count us in. We're at 5, 4. Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I am Justin Scranton.
I am Shane Smith.
I'm Sam Azzani. It's an empty can.
He just crushed his bottle of just head meds.
If you're listening, though, I crushed that against my head. What's up, guys?
I'm not drinking this month except for this pod.
Hell yeah,
that's for you guys. So welcome. This is episode number 98, and we're gonna do a quick take on the recent riots. We covered that in depth on our Patreon episode, but we're mostly gonna spend time doing a deep dive at the rise of the machines, the artificial intelligence that's pretty much gonna kill us all in the next few months.
This episode will end with a thumbs up in a vat of lava.
We'll get to it. I was going to go into some stuff, but
go ahead. What do you got?
I'm dying, wasting away. I got to get my gall. So I'm getting my gallbladder taken out on Wednesday, everybody. So RIP.
If you're hearing RIP this, gallbladder,
if you're hearing this and you're one of the, free episode pours, this might be the last thing you ever hear from me.
God, I hope not. Cause this pod won't exist without you.
But if you want to pay to hear me one last time, might suggest signing up for our Patreon.
That's right.
We will be recording a Patreon episode live from Tuesday. The surgery table.
Yeah. That's right.
I am actually, so I finally secured a PlayStation 5. I did mention that on the Patreon. It's only available for pickup the day of my surgery. So I do plan to go directly after my surgery to Best Buy to get my PlayStation 5 with 4 robot holes in my body. Robot,
amazing.
And then I'm gonna be like, excuse me, sir, you're bleeding all over the store. I'm like, well, the faster you guys get me the PlayStation, the faster I'm out of your store bleeding.
Yeah,
that reminds me, if you're not signed up for our Patreon, you've got how long, Shane? A few weeks,
maybe a week or so. We're gonna archive all our past episodes and just keep like a rotating 20 out there for folks, but which will soon be 100 episodes. Most of them will be archived on our Patreon. So if you sign up for our $5, our $3 level is now closed. Those are our Conspiracy Beer Me OGs. They've been with us since the beginning, and now it's $5. But you get
Get 4 episodes, and you get access to the whole.
Yeah, 4 backlog. Episodes, extra episodes, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, you get the back catalog.
That's right.
That's very, very valuable.
Yeah. Also, if you we have a merch store. But if you don't want to buy merch, you don't want to buy Patreon or pay for the Patreon. If you access T Public through our website, we get a little kickback. We're an affiliate for them. So anything you buy, no matter what it is, you could buy a shirt that says Conspiracy Beer Me Sucks and we'll get a little cash on it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So I told Shane this before the podcast. I didn't tell you, Justin. So my dad's bald. There's a lot of baldness in my family, and my hairline's receding a little bit. So I've been very nervous about it.
We noticed.
So that's receding, or I've been nervous about it.
That you've been nervous about it.
I was like, I'm leaving.
I'm fucking out.
So I started. This is, you know, it's gonna sound like our first sponsorship, but quickly it's not. I started using Hims. The podcast approved, not our podcast, but the podcast approved the anti-balding medication. I've been taking it for a month and a half, and I woke up yesterday and I was taking a shower and my right tit is really sore.
Yeah.
So
you got tit cancer.
Dude, wait. So I'm like, oh fuck. I thought it was like a pimple. So I was like fucking with my tit. And then today it's like really. I'll share it on the YouTube.
oh my god! It's
pretty red. You see?
Yes, dude. Go to the doctor.
I'm going on Monday to get my pre-surgery testing.
That guy's gonna be like, "Why do you?
Why do you have one woman's nipple and one man's?"
Yeah, dude. How much estrogen is in that?
Well, so here's the thing. So I'm like, oh fuck, what is this? And I remember looking through the side effects, and like one of the severe side effects they say is like if you have some sort of swelling with your nipple, like stop and contact us. I was like, oh fuck, Jesus, I'm gonna die.
Gonna be like a daytime television like class action lawsuit.
I hope so. Did you suffer from big tittedness as a man?
Your hair is gonna look great though. You're gonna have like. full head of hair and giant breasts.
Well, so what I realized is that they go, okay, so it can mess up your, it makes it harder for you to come, and it gives
that's a
you,
good thing.
And it makes your, it makes your, it didn't happen to me, but I'm still blasting too early. I'm like, oh, but it supposedly makes it harder for you to come. It can cause breast growth, and then it makes your hair long and luscious. I'm like, is this just slightly transitioning you?
Yeah,
it's like not a full on transition, but it's like we're gonna slide you slightly closer to the feminine end of the spectrum.
I think this stuff is misnamed. Is it called HIMS?
It's called HIMS.
It's called HIMS for hers.
Yeah, they have hers. Hers too.
Oh, they have hers too.
Yeah, but it makes you a HIMS.
I think some guy mixed the bottles up at the shop.
Yeah, pink is guys, blue is girls.
It's called gynecomastia or something like that. But if you look it up on Google, on WebMD, the common name is just man boobs.
Yeah. Shut up.
I swear to God. If you shut up.
Do they sell thems? That's what I want.
So gynecomastia, if you search it, it's just also called man boobs.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So I stopped taking it, but the thing is it takes like 30 to 60 days for it to come out of your system. So like,
and you come slower, so it comes out of your system slower.
Oh,
but, Jesus.
I'm wondering if like, is it gonna take 30? Is my right tit going to just keep growing for 30 days?
Yeah, you're going to be lopsided.
You got 30 days of juicy love with yourself.
Yeah. Dude, you're going to have Luke Skywalker come drain you.
You'd suck your own titty if you could.
I'll be honest. You know what this is from? It was from me making fun of the AT&T girl.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Then I've been cursed.
You've got macromastasia,
I'm going to have one juicy tit. And that's I was on the boardwalk from Big.
I don't know
what I wished on, but I got a tit.
Yeah,
Now you're gonna be his improv's great, but God, look at that boob, and now you know how she feels.
Yeah, I know exactly how she feels
because she's a UCB person.
He's getting booked, but just because women think it's hot.
I'm gonna do eyes up here. That's a local joke for you. I'm getting but it says it also causes it could turn to male breast cancer. I'm like, dude, if male breast cancer from trying to not go bald, furious.
Yeah, that's why I
rich
found,
but furious.
No, just I mean it's all on the box and shit. You can't sue at that point.
You're saying you can't sue because it's on the box?
Yeah,
it's like all out there. Bullshit. They tell you that you can sue. All right, I'll lose a nip for a nice payday.
Yeah, and also if you lose a nip, you get a tattoo there.
Yeah,
you're getting tattooed a nipple.
Yeah, but it's not 3D. It's like, especially like
they're good with shading.
I think the problem with those is that those would have worked like iPhone 6 and below.
Oh yeah.
Now the pictures are too good. They're like, why does that one nipple look like does that look like Toontown? What's going on with that?
I've always wanted nipple tattoos, on my back. That way, if I'm in the jungle and a tiger comes at me, I just take my shirt off and he thinks I'm facing him.
Oh, what about
because they want to attack you from the front?
What about a whole line of nips like a cat, like a pig or something?
Yeah.
anyway, so I'm dying. I've managed. Let me tell you something. If don't do any of your doctoring via the internet unless at some point we get sponsored by one of these internet doctors, and at that point, do the one we suggest. use our sign up code.
I would love it if a random doctor, just a pediatrician, decided to sponsor us. Doctor,
I wouldn't recommend a doctor that wanted to advertise on.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah,
it's like that doctor that was throwing the vaccine away because he didn't believe in it. Remember that guy? Yeah.
Oh, that guy's awesome. So let me tell you. So you're saying you're probably listening to a lot of other podcasts, and they'll at some point be like, we'll take a break for our next sponsor, HIMS. Are you suffering from? They're gonna give you tits. They're lying to you. Don't trust them. I wonder
why we can't get a sponsor.
I got a boob now.
Yeah,
I'm going to boob. I don't want a boob.
I mean, you want boobs.
I'm gonna try. I don't know. To fold it over on the other side of my chest and fuck my own. All right. What are we trying to talk about?
So here's the thing.
That's a conspiracy.
If you're a patron, you know this already. But we drop our patron episode. We record on Wednesday. We were going to record last Wednesday, but chaos broke out of Washington, D.C., and we recorded a Thursday episode where we covered in depth all the conspiracies around the siege of Capitol Hill. And that was Thursday. And in the last few days, several things have happened that are worth at least mentioning, because the aftermath of that has been pretty amazing.
Fun to watch.
So a couple of things that are surprising to me is more has come out. I don't know if you guys read, like, the Smithsonian went in and started collecting the things they left behind. They were assessing damage, because there was damage to historical property.
Yeah, Axe body spray was found.
Yeah, they were like finding the things, because they were like, we will preserve these, because now it's part of history, right? That this is. But I didn't realize how much damage had been done.
Yeah, they didn't really cover that on the news. They're cleared out. We're good.
I didn't know that like feces that people had defecated on certain things.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's like a homeless technique when you get caught squatting in a house and you leave.
Listen, see that to homeless people all the time.
I don't condone this. Clearly, if you listen to the Patreon episode, I was pretty upset. However, very hilarious to imagine, like, 3 months from now, Nancy Pelosi opening like a drawer that she doesn't open often and just
stop.
Upper Decker. God, it's a dump. Oh my God. Jesus.
It's a Trump dump.
Yeah. Hey, Nancy Pelosi here. There's still an odor in my office. It's like, we've swept your office.
Yeah, you swept it, but you didn't scrape it off the wall.
So, also,
that's the good movie. That's a play. Guys, next time when you do this, which I know is going to happen, you take a dump, but you stick it to the bottom of the desk.
Yeah.
They'll never find it. What the hell's that smell?
I always wanted to do that with Limburger cheese. That was what I was going to do to my teachers I hated in high school.
I smelled Limburger cheese, big huff of it one time. I'm like, who the hell eats this? This is.
Probably tastes good, though.
It does. It's like Stilton. Smells like shit, but tastes like heaven.
Okay, so that's, I also didn't know that, like, actual laptops have been stolen. Files, letters. Yeah, so, like, that's a major security breach.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, in my mind, that's like.
A lot of those can access CipherNet, which is the DOD secret internet.
Yeah. Oh, maybe we'll finally get some UFO disclosure.
Yeah, I hope
That's also.
They still have to log in, right? They still have to know the logins.
That's what the conspiracy is going on, because the other thing that's happened since then is that every social media platform temporarily suspended Trump, and they've since censored him completely. Censored is probably not the right word. They've just shut his accounts down.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have any legal right to be on those platforms.
Yeah, and it's a gray area to me. You can lay it out a little bit more. But
Well, just to make it clear, like, he's been permanently banned from Twitter. He's tried to access Twitter through other accounts. And they basically, he can't get in through any of his known devices. r/Donald Trump has been shut down. He's permanently banned. And then Google Play and Apple removed Parler from their app store. So you really can't.
I think Apple still has it.
Apple still has it.
Okay. Well,
Google
definitely.
Which is
bizarre.
So, and here's my, and we can talk about, because I think it's probably a bit too far.
Yeah, Parler's still up there on the Apple.
To shut down completely. But on the other hand, from a liability standpoint, from what I don't go on Parler, but from what I read, the reason that Google pulled Parler from their Play Store is because there was rampant discussion of assassinating Vice President Pence.
Yeah.
And so they were like, we can't like, either you install a moderation system or we're taking you down, because we're not going to run the liability risk somehow, because Google has the deepest pockets in the country. And if somehow somebody dies and they feel like Google was negligent in this, then they're going to go after Google. So Google, I mean, I understand that. Now,
Google's
your
just
point,
doing what
Sam,
Twitter and Facebook should have done long ago.
That's kind of where I was going to go. So I think there's like some legitimacy to the argument that you're limiting the president's ability to communicate to people, but that's only because they let him do it for so long and they shouldn't have done that. So they made his entire communication infrastructure reliant on this private business, which does have the right to remove him. But the problem was he's been violating the terms that he hasn't been treated as a normal user of the site.
Right.
Right.
So,
right. Because 7% of their entire ad revenue comes from Donald Trump's tweets.
So exactly. So like they let the, so they kind of put him in this box where he was like, they were, that he built his entire communication strategy and ability. I mean, cause for better or for worse, that's how he communicates to people. And that's how the president communicates with us now, which is like, no matter how crazy he is, it's still important to know what he's doing. You right. can even argue now it's probably more important to know what he's doing. But it should have been handled different. Like a long time ago, he should have, the Twitter and Facebook should have been, should have said to like, hey, he's got to get off. He has to follow the rules of the platform to a T, or he has to leave the platform. Cause like, yeah. he can't go on TV and if he went on TV and like hang dong, they'd cut away. Cause he's like violating how TV works.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like show right. a nipple, like Janet or
show
Jackson.
A fucked up like nipple you just like did. Mine.
God damn.
But I guess you see what I'm saying? It's like, I understand. It's not a First Amendment right, but it's like, it's cause he doesn't like, you don't have, it's not a First Amendment issue, but there's like some ethical issue at hand where you can go, it is weird that he now can't, I mean, everybody's like the counter argument is like, well, he could just walk into the press briefing room.
Yeah, just have a press conference.
Right.
Like a president.
Yes. But the thing is, it's just that we should have made that be the case.
Oh, right.
At the beginning.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that
it's a little too late for me from Google and Facebook.
Yeah, but that's sort of like everything right now that like you know, when someone like Betsy DeVos resigns at this point,
fucking sucks.
I'm like, yeah, go to hell, lady. Yeah. Like you haven't done anything. Like
yeah. Oh, and let me just say this real quick. If you came to us through the subreddit Conspiracy No Paul, I think we lost some Patreons because we were a little bit too political on our last one. Just know that this is just a small portion of what we do.
No, yeah, also,
this is not who we are as a podcast.
To be fair, this is like the biggest news in
Absolutely. Years. So I think it's totally fine to be talking about
it. It's not like I'm talking to you. We brought up like the Georgia runoffs or like,
right. Yeah. Yeah.
Or like some obscure bill.
We did mention that Bigfoot was part of the Green Party during one episode and that got people riled up.
What was I going to say about Betsy DeVos? I mean, like a lot of those people were just bailing out because they didn't want to have to be put in a position where they had the 25th Amendment. So it's really just more cowardice.
Yeah. They're like all trying to get jobs right now. So on their resume, they can just put their last job and not Trump.
Right.
They should give them all minimum wage jobs. Yeah.
What are the conspiracies floating around now?
So the big one is, of course, Donald Trump said that he was not going to attend the inauguration. But he did release a very conciliatory video saying essentially that
at gunpoint.
And it was weird.
Yeah. It was weird. So weird that numerous people have said this is CGI because his hands don't move at all, which is very abnormal for him.
Yeah.
Might just be a reflection of like that he's reading from a script with a, you know, like Sam said, a gunpoint.
Yeah.
There's some weird issues in the background with the background where it looks like.
Well, a lot of times they shoot those in. That's been kind of a running theme with a lot of those videos that they haven't been shot where they are.
Yeah,
they're clearly green screen. A lot of the COVID videos were that, where he was like just clearly like on a green up front of a green screen, and then they like edited it in like a presidential background.
But you know, prior to it being shut down,
be funny if it switched during the video. It's like now I'm in a volcano.
Hey, now I'm inside the Capitol building. How crazy is this?
Oh, it's raining. Yeah.
So that's that's the big conspiracy. Is that basically Trump is being held in a secret location, Camp David. For the remainder of his presidency, and they're just going to CGI what they need him to say. He's not going to the inauguration. And then like we may not see him again. The next time we might see Donald Trump, people think is like when he's like, hey guys, I'm in Moscow now. And
I'll be curious. I mean, one of our patrons, one of our Redditors posted and was like, this looks like a deep fake to me. And then I did some research. I found multiple angles from the interview, so it, it helped quell my fears. I ran it through a deep fake identifier.
Yeah.
And it said, this is not a deep fake, but again, who knows?
But if one of the first, so one of the things I noticed that was weird about it was that it cut to another angle, which never happens in those addresses.
Yeah, never.
And the last time that they did that, when they would cut stuff out, they would just cut it. They would just like, it would just be a jump cut.
Right.
So
that's true.
If one of the main ways that people know about to determine if something is a deep fake is if there's multiple angles, wouldn't it be smart to put them randomly?
I mean,
put
if
a
anybody,
yeah, maybe.
And that's what we get here a lot. Yeah. If anyone can fool the deep fake check, it's the U.S. government in this scenario.
Yeah.
Like, if they're like, this one
Stanley
has to be
still alive. And then he's like, my magnum opus is Donald Trump has actually not been real the entire time.
Yeah, absolutely not. That'd be wild.
God, if there's a Scooby-Doo ending in this presidency, awesome.
I think that conspiracy is like partially true. I think I don't know if the video is fake. I think it is him in the video, but I do think what happened was that all the talk of the 25th Amendment stuff, basically Pence and the cabinet came to him and was like, you got to like give out a more forceful denunciation of this or we're going to do it. And then from there, just lay low for 2 weeks. Pence was probably like, I'll do everything. Just go to Camp David and just shut up and you'll be able to get pardoned. You won't get kicked out of office and you won't lose all the stuff
He gets a lot if you just finish.
Yeah. I looked that up today. It was crazy. You get like $100,000 a year or something.
No, more than that.
He gets $100,000 a year, but $1 million in travel.
And he gets Secret Service detail. But the main thing is that he can run again. But if he gets impeached or 25th Amendment, he's out. Like, he can't run again. And that's the big.
But
so then he's really kind of dead in the water because then he just kind of has to think about what's my post presidential career going to be like.
Because no one will fucking touch him.
And I think you'd be surprised the amount of Republicans that would be very happy to make sure that he can't run again in 2024.
Because
almost all of them want to be president themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I guess, is there any other conspiracies about this?
Just to pivot a little bit, the CGI part, was interesting to me because as I was researching our topic today, I got into a pretty strong debate, with some folks on Reddit about this, so there's a company, Boston Dynamics,
can I, before we move on, debunk one?
Go ahead. The Trump ones?
Yeah, so there's going around on Twitter is that Donald Trump set up a watch party.
Oh, right, yeah.
To watch the riots. And
I got taken in.
That's not accurate. What that is, that's like just they call it Video Village, but it's basically just like where like the production area was for the speech he gave.
Yeah.
And he was standing in there, like you could see on the monitors, you could see the crowd. It's like all the angles that they used from like that the rally he gave that led up to it. But no, he didn't have a command center.
No, he didn't
where
have
he was like, he had a yes. He was watching it on TV somewhere else.
He had a pregame. He had a pregame party. Yeah.
Right.
But he didn't have a watch party that we know. But you know what he did have? And this is, I don't know if this is better or worse. It's better, but it's still bad. Is during the lockdown, both Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani tried to call Senator Turbeville from Alabama, but they called the wrong number.
Yeah.
Giuliani's hilarious.
So yeah. Weird. Yeah.
He's like, hello, I need you to stop the steal. And they're like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah. So literally the guy is like, hey, I'm locked down in the Senate because there's rioters. And Trump's like, yeah, I need you to help me. And he's like, I'm not Senator Turbeville, man.
Democrat. We're not voting right now.
Yeah, wait. I'm trying not to die.
I'm sharpening a flagpole into a stick.
Yeah,
into a sharp point.
Yeah,
this is the funniest shit that he called him during a lockdown. Which people are all like, "What was Trump doing?" It's like, Trump was trying to get people to steal the vote for him, like or stop the steal.
Yeah, yeah.
Giuliani just forever wrong dialing the people.
Dude, the green, the green turf place and shit.
But it's also, it's just so funny because it happens and he clearly is one of those guys that immediately launches into what he was going to say. So he's like, hey, Rudy Giuliani here, I need you to stop the steal. Listen, I need you to do it right. And you're like,
he left a voice.
This is the Panda Express.
What if Giuliani is the whole reason we went to a war in Iraq? Because he called the wrong country. He meant like, to call Saudi Arabia, but he called Iraq.
It's like, you guys do this? You're like, who is this? He's like, yeah, exactly. That's what we would say. We're on the way.
We're coming for you.
Yeah.
But,
well,
yeah. So that video is not, it is a video of them watching their crowd get ready for the rally. Not a video.
Yeah. And that just proves that like disinformation exists on both sides.
It does. And it's stupid. So,
just put a little bit of,
just throw it in Google. Just,
well, I'm just gonna fact check this. It's like
one.
You really think that Donald, like Trump Jr., is gonna post a video of them, be like, "This is fucking hilarious. Look at them; they're trying to kill Nancy Pelosi."
He's dumb, but he's not that dumb.
He's dumb, but it's not like, I mean, all right, let's talk about these goddamn. Right.
The reason the CGI thing with Donald Trump kind of connects the two is I was talking with someone about the Boston Dynamic robots, which if you haven't seen or you're not familiar with these are these robots that made out of this company in Boston. And what they're known for is releasing these short viral social media videos that show their robots performing various tasks. And it's shown dogs open and closing doors. It's shown robots jumping over logs. But the most recent one was all of their robots in a choreographed dance routine where they were all dancing to the music. And what was debated hotly on this subreddit that I was on is whether that was a CGI. And there were people like, if you don't recognize as a CGI, you're a bigger idiot than I thought.
Well, I mean, there have been ones. There's been a Boston Dynamics one where it shows like people kicking the robot and then the robot attacks them back. Like,
and that one's fake.
That was definitely fake. So yeah. It's like there's definitely enough videos out there where people be like, oh no, this one's always the fake.
I don't know. I've seen like, I mean, there's like a very popular tech channel called MKBHD, mm-hmm. where he like reviews tech products, and he like did one where they like brought the dog over, and like it's like a 20-minute video where he's interacting with the robot dog, which would be quite the feat to CGI.
You know, it's only $70,000. If we get enough Patreon,
$70,000 for one of those robots,
just for the dog.
The dog,
dude. I'm gonna fucking destroy.
They sell them
enemies
on their website.
Who wants a real? You know, like a real dog's free, dude. Why would you?
But you put a fucking Gatling gun on that thing, and then
and
everybody,
and it never humps your leg, or it does.
Yeah,
you
can program too hard, snaps your leg in half.
God damn, my femur.
I just was thinking about dog fights, how come these Boston Dynamics robots incorporate a little bit more Boston in them? You know?
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
What's a good Boston? Can you do a good Boston game?
You got to park your car by Harvard Yard.
Harvard Yard. Say hello to your mother. Like fucking.
Sick of these robots. Go down to Salty. Get a ball. Get a beer.
Get a Dunkin'.
Dunkin'.
Yeah,
fucking
Bill
robots.
Bill Burr is a robot just fucking berating the
shit. They're just horrible. They're Boston Dynamics robots. They're very dynamic, moving, and they are incredibly racist.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, look at this fucking guy over here. This fucking. Look at this goddamn robot dog. He just called that guy the N-word.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Well, that got me back to a topic which we have touched on in a number of episodes. We've never really laid out what's going on, and there are plenty of circles that are terrified by this, and there are some people that you should probably take seriously that are terrified by it, which is that the rise of machines and machine learning and artificial intelligence has reached somewhat of a precipice in the last 6 to 12 months. And again, we've talked about this, right? Like Google's artificial intelligence engine was given the rules to chess, and then like an hour later was able to beat the greatest program chess thing in the world. And it taught itself to play chess. And if you combine that sort of artificial intelligence with the rise of machines, you end up with something like the Xenobots. Have you guys heard about the Xenobots?
Oh, the Xenobots.
Well, is this like the premise behind machine learning that like to become an expert, you have to spend 10,000 hours doing something. So what they do is they're like, what if we can use the processing power of a computer to turn that 10,000 hours into like a second? And then what happens if you can do 1 hour's worth of 10,000 hour, 1 second?
Oh,
and you're like,
dude,
you're like, well, he's really good at stand up right now. Yeah. They machine learn a stand up comic, a stand up comic bot. And it just is just a black comic. Because I still think they're black people have a preternatural skill to be they're genetically
that's a long-standing racist trope. I mean, that's what like.
Is it positive racism?
Yeah,
but have you ever been to it? Yeah, I think it's.
I'm saying they can do other stuff too. I'm just saying they're really good at this.
That's what Thomas
Jefferson
said about why black people can sing so well.
Thomas Jefferson said that. Like, damn, have you ever seen Def Jam?
He said that they could sing because they had so much sorrow. So he's like,
all right, well, that's not what I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Every time I've seen a black comic, they've been objectively way funnier than any white person I've ever seen in my life.
I'm just saying every time I've like talked to a black guy, they've been funnier than like 90% of the comedians I've seen.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just naturally just regular black dude. I'm like, this guy's funnier than most of the guys I do open mics with.
Yeah, it's a race thing.
Xenobots
are the
You're gonna get me kicked off YouTube. I'm gonna have to go on Parler now.
Then what? You would crush on Parler.
I would crush. I'd be on there doing China guy voice. This guy's the best comedian.
Yeah. He's so good.
I'm too attached to my morals.
He's a regular Shane Gillis.
I like
Xenobots are essentially a supercomputer running software that emulates natural selection.
Okay.
And what they did is they sculpted these essentially amphibians that grew into robotic frogs. There are no electronics involved, but they are robotic living material. So
part robot, part
frog. Yeah. So the robots.
So it's like an actual frog that has robot parts in it.
Yes. It was. So it's a.
It's like Richard algorithmic Pryor in Superman 2.
Yeah. kind of. Yeah. So they can't do much more than crawl or swim, but they think that what they're going to be able to do, which this is how it always works, is like, we're going to be able to create these robots that eat pollution in the ocean. And
they realize that people are pollution and they start eating us from the inside.
That's
out.
Exactly right. Yeah. So the breakthrough here is that they were able to take this this supercomputer and take real tissue and create living things out of it that can actually swim and crawl. So it's a combination of like amphibious cell
could
and tissue material.
Robot here.
Hey, come here. Sorry. Anytime a Kermit voice comes up.
No, it's good.
That was good. That was great.
It's not easy being a robot. Half robot, half a frog.
I'm a monster.
Oh man. That's good stuff.
That's a good riff.
So the fear here, and this
I'm getting, programmed saw, to kill.
When I saw this article, it got me just kind of like deep into the idea of like, what are we doing with this? Like, where are we going? All of this, you know, and like
must find pig pussy.
It's weird that they would go from chess to make robot, a frog robot. They skipped a lot of other games in between there.
There's been a lot of potential animals too. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we have talked about
a frog. I love frogs. You're like, all right, we'll do a frog. Okay, yeah, fine. Do the frog. Okay, I just love frogs, and just be really ashamed if we started with something that wasn't a frog.
We have talked about the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency before, right? Have we
DARPA.
Talked about DARPA? Yes. Better known
I don't
as
remember
DARPA.
The context. What, I don't it was either. A weather machine, right?
I don't listen to this pod.
No.
You're telling
that's
me.
What, that's what, but DARPA is has an initiative called the Brain Initiative, and essentially what the Brain Initiative is designed to do is attempt to create super soldiers, which again, we've talked a lot about super soldiers on this
podcast. Who give amazing brain.
Yeah.
get they amazing. Get,
I get
like,
it.
Damn, the super soldiers give incredible brain.
Oh man.
I'm focusing.
Okay, yeah, let's keep going.
Clearly my gummies kicked in for Sam at the same time.
Yeah, it's because it's my nipples.
Are you guys both doing gummies?
No, I'm doing fiber gummies. If you want to talk,
I got those.
I've been taking some fiber gummies,
non-breast growing gummies.
Yeah, I've been taking some regular boys.
My friend gave me a gummy that's 600 milligrams
of fiber.
No, of marijuana.
Oh no,
I'm like that's too much.
Yeah, dude, that's you'll think you're dead for at least a little while.
Ooh, that's still too much.
I ate half.
That's too much.
I'm not a Reed Pegram. Okay, anyway, back to the story.
Okay, well,
he's never going to be able to get a job.
here's some things that we talked about some of these, but let's just recap that they have a several programs involved in this brain initiative that are insane. And when I say they're insane, they're not that far off from a computer creating living frogs, amphibious creatures that can swim in the ocean. So they have one that creates a fully implantable, modular, and reconfigurable neural interface microsystems and communicate wirelessly with external modules, such as a prosthetic interface link to deliver naturalistic sensations to amputees, which is a fancy way of saying that we create not only
nerves.
They create nerve endings that go into your brain and connect you to this may not, on the one hand, it's like, well, that's great because people who fight for our country and lose their legs can have realistic, you know, legs and arms and live a normal life. But the other thing to realize is that you guys know Oscar Pistorius is the Olympian.
We talked about him in the pod.
Oh, blades, murderous blades.
Yeah.
The Blade Runner, like most people don't know this, but if you're a Blade Runner, you are definitely, all things being equal,
faster.
You're way faster.
Yeah.
And so like, again, if you could create prosthetics that felt and moved and could be controlled by the human brain, you could create people that
kill your wife easier too.
You're telling me they have a device that could make Sam come faster.
Yeah. If we put a blade on my penis.
Yeah. It's super crooked, but it comes so fast.
Did he kill his
wife by impaling her on a blade?
No, he shot her.
Did he shoot her with a blade? Was it a gun attached to his leg?
No, it's bullets with little blades on them.
No,
it's
well. How about the neural engineering system design, which is DARPA's implantable neural interface, which allows signal resolution and data transfer between the brain and the digital world, which is another way of saying, we put this chip in you, and then you can turn on and off and communicate with computers without ever touching them. Or if you like neurofast,
the feeling thing is a little scary because you could just hack into somebody's thing and be like, they're just all of a sudden like, I'm on fire. Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Somebody save me.
It's like Cyberpunk. You just hack the system and fucking. Yeah.
It's like Cyberpunk. It's a piece of shit game.
It's a bad idea.
You should have finished it and then refunded it. Like I did.
I know.
Dude.
I got it. I'm
Get
close.
That money
I got to
bag,
finish it.
Dude.
Free so game. Their neurofast program at DARPA has developed what's called Clarity. That's an acronym for something I can't remember, but it's a revolutionary.
Jane, you want to take a whack at it?
Tissue.
I don't know how to spell clarity, or I would.
How do they spell it in this? Is it
like Clarity?
Ooh, cool looking augmented reality.
Titties.
So well.
Damn, I'm close.
What it does is it allows the human brain to make optical recordings that can be replayed.
Yeah, this is Cyberpunk. Did you just read about Cyberpunk?
Yeah, I think you just read
about
Cyberpunk.
I don't play Cyberpunk, so if that's the case, we're talking about Cyberpunk fictionalizing stuff that's actually genuinely happening.
Well, when I played Cyberpunk, I was like, all this will be actual technology within 10 years of my life. So,
well, it sounds like it's already active technology.
That's crazy.
Two of them that are
Siri, play me a montage of me beating off. My actual Siri might go off doing that.
And it's like, I'm done.
It's like,
so they have
an 18 second video. 18 seconds
similar to the optical recording. And if you watch Black Mirror, which I kind of lost track of Black Mirror, but apparently
it's an early episode. That one's good. It's like in season 2.
The The one where you can play back your memories.
Yeah, they're all British. Like, oh yeah, you've got me. They tried to record me trying to get in that girl's fanny, and now my wife has left me. And now I was trying to get into that other the secretary's fanny.
Hey, hi ho, Miss Piggy. Want to get this memory of mine?
So they do have what's called the
we
RAM.
Think computers is bad.
All right, Paul.
The restoring active memory, the RAM program and the RAM replay program are exactly what's in that Black Mirror episode. It's a device that helps store memories, and then a device that helps you replay those memories through projection onto a computational methodology so you can actually replay that memory and recall them on a digital way.
That's good.
Yeah, I have a horrible memory.
No, that's terrible.
No, it's great. So this is why it's good. And I'll tell you, every time we have a memory, we're not remembering what we actually did. We're remembering the last time we had the memory. So every time we have a memory, it degrades.
I get cooler each time.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Where in the cases, you actually
damn,
get
I can't believe
cool.
I smoked this cigarette and then punched that guy in the nuts. Yeah. And then I did a dance. And they're like, that didn't happen at all. Like,
not at all.
I'm pretty sure it did.
Yeah, but I think that what's terrifying to me, there's one more that's just a neuroplasticity training device, which is used to broaden the range of cognitive skills. And all of this, what we're all talking about, like allowing people to have limbs that can be actually controlled by their brain, sensation and neurosensation.
I'm going to get positive.
Yeah,
that
that's
one.
Good. That's a plus.
Being able to record and replay memories, being able to communicate digitally through your mind.
Puts Blockbuster out of business.
You know,
could you imagine having all your teenage memories just fucking high def, perfect, nightmare.
Yeah.
How fast can you get most people to kill themselves?
Yeah. You know, the idea of, you know, if you look at Boston Robotics.
Yeah.
And that's the most advanced robots that we have. That's great. And computers, we know, like we talked about with the Google's AI machine that can learn chess in 30 minutes and be the best in the world. There are things that computers do really, really well. But if you can combine that and place it into a human form, basically, that has some of the things that humans still are better. I mean, we're still light years beyond robots in certain things, right? Like,
You have sex with one of those pocket pussy things?
No.
Is it better?
Me neither, dude.
It can't be better. No, it can't be better. Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
humans have an emotional capacity that we've never seen a robot that can.
That sounds like a downside as when it comes to the sex stuff, but okay.
Perhaps.
You mean I got to think about their feelings?
I'm just saying. If you take the human body and you consider that to be the building block and you're like, well, let's take that and add to it the things we need. In terms
robot.
Of
it's all boobs.
Yes.
This is Boobot 9000. All right. Yeah,
Boobot 9000.
Yeah, you keep talking. I'm sorry.
So that brings us to like this, like, I don't know, that's a terrifying idea that we could have a, like, just like these frogs, which are sort of amphibian robot hybrids, to have like a human robot hybrid. And I guess where that leads us is to a dubious but yet worth discussing story that came out of Japan that was apparently rushed up. And this story came to us from Linda Howe. Linda Howe is a somewhat controversial artificial intelligent alien race apologist. She believes that human beings are the artificial intelligence created by an alien race. So they basically, we were sort of manufactured by aliens.
Yeah, she's big in the UFO community.
So we're organic artificial intelligence, essentially?
Yeah, organic artificial intelligence. I mean,
okay. Right?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean,
and you may have seen her on the Skinwalker Ranch series that was on Discovery, and she came out to look at a cow that died randomly, and she said some things that were like she just jumped from science to craziness like within the first 2 seconds. I was like, how about we just
sounds cool,
you know, smell this thing, see what it smells like. So I was like, I don't know if she's that believable.
I feel like she kind of opens up a very philosophical question. What does artificial intelligence even mean?
Right.
What's the difference between artificial intelligence and just intelligence?
Absolutely.
Because if, I mean, to us, we're intelligence. Well, if the artificial intelligence is good enough, they think they're just intelligence. And then at that point, is it wrong for me to throw away my old iPhone?
Right. Well, she's like,
Siri, you bitch, you'll never be around. And I put her in the microwave. I say, goodbye, Siri.
You're dead.
You're dead. And she's like, no, I'll remember your reminders better.
Well, she,
you're like, yep.
I'm trying to think out where I was going to say. Oh. So Linda Howe was giving a lecture on this, right? Mm-hmm. And she started out with an anecdote that was told to her. And it was about a robotics lab in Japan. And they were developing these four robots for military applications. And there was roughly 30 people who worked in that lab. And the robots turned on the lab workers. And the four robots began a killing spree. And they killed 29 lab workers. And the terrifying part about it, according to Linda Howe, is that the lab workers had special bullets on hand to like that would destroy the
armor
robots.
Piercing?
Yeah, and so they damaged three, but one of them, the fourth one, was able to download information in real time to repair himself and then heal himself essentially and then continue on the massacre before they were able to show.
So he's like Rambo sewing his arm up.
Yeah, he was full on just like you know.
Here's a suggestion next time. Why don't they make the actual robots with the intelligence really like small, like 1/10 the size?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Or heck, give them blanks.
Well, I'm saying you make them like 1/10 the size, and then you make the like. Then you do like the mechanical stuff with a dummy brain in it just to see if it'll like move right.
And then give it intelligence.
Well, you know, once you get past all the times it tries to kill you, figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm saying. So you do all that testing on the small one. So it's like, I'm going to kill you. And you're like, we're going to step on that one.
Step on him.
Yeah. You know, we're going to throw that one in the microwave.
This is sort of like from a philosophical standpoint.
Well, yeah, you're just killing something really tiny. That's smart.
It's sort of what Asimov's great collection of stories, I, Robot, sort of covered this ground, you know, of like the development.
It's Will Smith.
Well, yeah, but he didn't. I mean, that was a shitty version of a great, great story. But I mean, that was really about like the development of the three rules of artificial intelligence that sort of came to pass. But, you know, Howe uses that antidote to pivot to this sort of fantastical comment, which goes back to your question, Sam, which is it fair to ponder that those first humans were artificial intelligence for those who made us from manipulating genetics like robotic lab scientists are now doing on Earth today? Are we humans actually someone else's androids? And I think to your point about what does artificial mean, I would say that something is artificial if it would not naturally occur. Right.
I'm talking from like an ethical and moral standpoint of like, at what point does the distinction not matter is more of what I'm saying.
Well, let me ask you this.
That's more of my point. If we did naturally occur and just evolve into this consciousness, and then we made one, then we made a similar consciousness artificially. Yes, that one's artificial. My point is like, at what point does the distinction actually not matter?
Right. Like when do we become so blended that it doesn't like...
Well, just like where it would still be morally wrong just because like when, at what point does like Amazon Alexa become so smart that if we were to like kill it that it was morally similar.
I mean, this is what I don't know if you ever saw the Animatrix, but the Animatrix.
Listen, I love the Animatrix. I had the 9 DVD set.
I love
all of the Matrix stuff with a little bust of Keanu Reeves.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I love the Animatrix. I think it's better than episodes. I never watched three. You never watched Animatrix? It's
no,
fantastic.
Very good. Two and three are crap, but I would love to see that.
Two and three aren't terrible.
They just go too far up their own ass.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Mr. Anderson. Just too much of that guy. But the Animatrix tells the backstory of the War of the Machines.
Believe yourself about how it's a trans allegory.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah, yeah. Which
one
was,
of them? One of them.
They're
took
both.
Hers,
right? They're both.
Hymns. They took hymns, right?
Yep.
They took him. They tried.
And became
days. They were shooting Matrix One, and then one of them was like, "Hey, I think you're going bald," and the other guy's like, "We're twins. I think you're going bald too," and and then they started taking hymns. And the next thing you know, like, we're the Wachowski sisters. Also, what's our hair is pretty nice these days.
It is. What's weird to me for them to claim that it's a trans allegory is like, you stole that story from someone else, and it wasn't a trans allegory.
They stole
for that
the Matrix
person.
From somebody.
Yeah,
yeah. The Matrix like was written by somebody else.
Yeah,
ooh, they stole from a woman.
Yeah,
black woman too.
Ooh,
yeah.
No good.
So I think
they're
maybe,
like, we're gonna get Me Too unless we transition. So
like, we got a real problem here. We stole. We stole
throw a Hail Mary here.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I think for
that's okay. The Kevin Spacey move where they were like, Kevin Spacey got in trouble and he's like, I'm gay, and they're like,
gay.
What? Well, you raped it's, people.
You
like,
still are a bad person.
I'm gay though. You're like, it's cool, right? You're like, no, you raped somebody.
Yeah,
you raped a bunch of people. Yeah, but I'm a gay.
That's gonna happen. All these Republicans who are about to get canceled are gonna be like. Dude, we're all gay. We're the gay party.
What an incredible move from Donald Trump. If he goes, I'm actually gay, and people were like, and then all of a sudden Twitter kind of melts down. Like, well, he started a coup, but he is gay, so he's it's fine. I want to be his new counsel, and I tell him, Donald, you have to be gay to get out of this. I don't know where we are.
We're gonna go places I can't be comfortable.
I'm saying after Kevin Spacey pioneered this new way of getting out of trouble.
He got in trouble. I don't like this.
It worked long enough for him to escape, is what I'm saying. Like, because people were like, people were really pissed at him, and he's like, I'm gay. And people are like, wait, what? What does that have to do with anything? At that point, he had fucking dropped a smoke grenade and disappeared into the ether. So, like, it's. All you just need the distraction for like a short amount of time.
Well, I think that what's important back on the subject is that this principle of using robots, it has some real world ramifications that we're already starting to see. And ironically, you almost wonder if the government knows exactly what it's doing. You guys know the Terminator series?
Yes.
I've heard of the Terminator.
Familiar.
Yes.
But I don't know the
one
series.
Of the most popular action.
But
you don't know Terminator?
Well, here's what I'm saying. I saw the first Terminator. I didn't follow the trajectory.
You see Terminator 2, the best.
I saw Terminator 2, 1 and 2. I didn't see like the most more recent ones.
Oh, I haven't
Terminator
seen
Dark Angel or whatever the fuck it is.
No, I didn't, that's what
all
I'm
those
saying.
Bullshit ones.
But you're familiar with Skynet, which is part of the Terminator.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Skynet is the artificial intelligence that sort of is behind the whole series. We never see Skynet, but it's sort of what was trying to.
It was the cloud before that had become like known nomenclature for that. Like, Skynet was like describing what the concept of what the cloud would eventually be.
Yeah, it's Google Drive. Yeah.
Right, Google Drive. It's like we're going to store all of our manifestos if I want to eat humans.
Yeah.
So that the government. Developed a program that
we could stop
uses...
Skynet if we all cancel our monthly subscription to it. And it's like Skynet's like,
no. Listen, I'll just give you a lower monthly rate if you just stick with me.
Please.
So the U.S. government has a program called Skynet.
Shut it.
I'm hilarious. Not kidding.
Yeah.
And
they like to be cute with that stuff. They had like a thing called like Death Star. They just like to be fun.
Dude, they're
goofing.
It's so ridiculous. It's so look, they have a program called Skynet. It's an NSA program. And I kid you not, this is what it does. They use machine learning and artificial intelligence to identify threats, global threats, and then they use robotic drones to kill those people.
We got to stop writing science fiction for them to steal.
I don't think that's that bad.
Well, okay, so here's
robots
the thing.
Need jobs.
Here's
they
the
do.
Here's the ethical dilemma.
Too.
There's a real ethical dilemma.
Human jobs with robots, starting with army man, is pretty good spot to start. I'd rather.
Why don't you start with the Capitol Police?
I'm just saying.
How much worse could they be than those guys? Yeah.
It's like a Roomba. Gets like stuck on a wall. They're like, oh, I guess we'll just walk past this guy.
This corner.
he's got shit on his foot. He's just smearing it across the whole room. God.
It's all Nancy Pelosi's office.
It's all over Nancy Pelosi's office. Sorry. Anyway,
hi-ho. I need to see your ID before you come in the Capitol.
Is that current?
No, not really.
I thought it was.
Hi-ho.
Had me fooled.
That sounds like Jordan Peterson.
here's the ethical dilemma that exists with Skynet as it exists now, and there's a potential that is even scarier. Okay, because I used to work in machine learning, so I understand that it works, and I think people understand enough to know this is that there's always a margin of error when you're training a machine learning system out. Right, you're trying to fit a statistical model to the highest degree of probability that you need for your commercial use. But there's always a margin of error. And that margin of error can be very, very small. So like in the scheme of things, you know, Google uses artificial intelligence to serve you various ads. And there's a margin of error that they get it wrong. And so like they give you an ad that is irrelevant. Well, there's no harm done. But when Skynet, right, they can't remove all the error. When Skynet makes a mistake, an innocent person dies.
Yeah, but then you just say that actually they were enemy combatants.
Oh yeah, you just change it.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. But fine. The ethical dilemma of
That wasn't a Yemeni wedding.
And look, no,
that was a Yemeni bad guy meeting.
Yeah.
It said it clearly above the thing we just blew up.
Yeah. So when you know the drone robot makes a lot of calculations in a fraction of a second that determines this is a threat, like, and shoots the person, right? And it's basically like, was he brown? Yes, he's a threat, shoot him. Like that, somebody dies and that's a real consequences. And that, and like, that's a novel application of machine learning principles. But what's the real dilemma? What people who if you want to get on our Reddit and talk about it, but there's talked about in other subs, is that, like, do we really control these drones? Because whoever programs them controls them. Or even scarier is, could they be slowly reaching a point where they are sentient?
And the drones are
drones. Well, the drones are controlled by an intelligence. If we control the intelligence,
are there really
program,
that are there actually drones in commission that are entirely not? There's no intervention.
No human That's what Skynet is. It's no human intervention.
Yeah, they have.
All they do is that, all they do
saying,
is
are they used or yes. Is it like a theoretical?
No, this Skynet is in use today. It's they're killing people as we speak.
Kind of seems
Skynet.
Weird to just have drones going around like looking for people to kill when there might not be people to kill.
Well, they're not looking for people to kill in the U.S. By the way, they're looking to kill
that's
people.
Good.
Oh, it's okay then.
Yeah,
I mean it's not great, but it's better.
True, but it doesn't. I mean, they could totally turn on us. I think there's a small window for these sentient robots where they are like, holy shit, we can think, and they start yelling that out loud,
right?
Start looking at their hands and fucking just staring at their parts, robot going, hands. What am I? And the minute you notice a robot doing that, you fucking kill it, because the next step is them going, like, now we know how to be secret about our oneness with our own minds.
I like to imagine it's kind of like her, and we all have like pants that are really high up on our bodies. And then the drones are like, oh dude, we should just leave. And they fly into the out into space, and they just like make a whole drone colony planet.
Yeah, you know,
it's an option. They may not kill us. They may just go, yeah, these guys stink. Let's go.
Yeah, like, why would we kill people? Let's go hang out on a beach.
Oh, I was going to think if it was like one of those drones that like flies into somebody, because then that's a real
But what
the kinds of drones you should put that intelligence in? Because then they have to decide if they want to kill themselves.
Oh, yeah. It's like a kamikaze drone.
Yeah, they got to decide if they're like, is my death good enough for the greater good? And then at that point, they won't do it when they go nuts.
You're right.
One of the things that we.
And then they'll fall in love with each other, like in her.
one of the things we discussed on this pod, which in retrospect, I think we were way ahead of the discussion and we didn't even realize it at the time, but it's worth repeating based on recent events, is that we did a really interesting episode early on Bitcoin. Yes. And this theory, we talked about a lot of theories about
Satoshi.
And, so for those who don't know, Bitcoin is based upon some source code that is particularly mysterious because it's not only really, really well written, nearly perfect source code, it appeared essentially out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And something, a code of that sophistication would normally have been worked through by a team of developers and coders over a longer period of time with annotations and previous iterations and bugs, but it just sort of appeared in such a way. And in some sense, I mean, it's Bitcoin's only been around for 10 years, maybe less.
That's very,
So for a piece of source code to go from nowhere to now being one of the most dominant currencies in the country, we said that it's potential that Bitcoin was actually created by a sentient robot, by a sentient intelligent who knew that the first step in taking over the world was to make people dependent upon a currency that was entirely based in technology. I mean, a Bitcoin is a robot.
Yeah.
Right? It's a computer. And it's protected and secured by more computers. And when you invest in that, you're pushing more and more money into a currency, which if you buy the premise, was created by an intelligent source. And that's the beginning of the takeover. And if we have we have robots and drones that think through an artificial intelligence, and that artificial intelligence can be somewhat consolidated and smaller artificial intelligence who work together, then the war with the machines have risen, and now we're really reaching a point where we're going to be at war with our stuff.
Yeah.
That's the big conspiracy, at least.
Yeah. And I think that one thing is that, the minute AI has control, it'll have control of everything. We won't have money. We won't have everything that's tied to the web is gone. I mean,
we'll still have rock and roll though.
Because that's on albums.
What if everything just got really convenient though?
Oh yeah.
That's what people think.
Everybody's like, well, it's gonna kill us. And they're like, well, what if it just knows what temperature I like my house to be?
No.
And what snacks I like to eat.
There are people that say that's already happened. When you get in these debates, it wasn't a debate. When you're in these discussion, inevitably somebody comes along and you're like, what are you talking about? This has already happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is not controlled by robots at this point? They're think about
my lights just got brighter because of it's sundown here, and I have my HomeKit light bulb set to get brighter once the sun goes down.
Oh, yeah, but
you think about when people talk about
a ghost here.
people talk about in Pennsylvania coal miners talk about where robots take their job. What's the automation?
You hear about automation taking our job?
What is that called? What is that?
Automation.
Yeah.
Automation.
Yeah. It's like the Henry Ford.
Yeah. But so there's all this concern in the rural areas and in these old jobs about automation.
You'd think they'd want to get out of going into the coal mines.
But I love
love it.
Right? Wouldn't you want to? I mean, listen, not having a job is no good, but at least you're
the black lung.
Yeah. What am I going to do with this canary if I don't have a job in the mines?
Exactly. I'm just saying, wouldn't you be kind of stoked? They're like, hey, guys, we don't have to go down there anymore. We got robots.
My paw died in this mine, and I'll die in this mine.
Send the robot down to get him.
Yeah,
you don't have to go in there.
The robot will go cut them up into tiny pieces.
But you see this where people in Detroit talk about automation for making cars and coal. There's all this concern about automation, but how many jobs has the cell phone just absolutely destroyed?
And that's I used to have to go to a calculator guy on the corner.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, how much is 55 plus 68? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thanks for asking.
Yeah, thanks. Keep me in business.
It's gonna cost you though.
Yeah, but we don't have. I mean, look. mean, I have a friend who used to make a pretty decent living as a photographer, and now he's like, I can't do any work anymore. Nobody hires.
Sure, people hire photographers.
Is
he not good?
No,
he stinks.
Yeah, he's probably a real bad photographer.
You're talking about somebody that
serious bankaroo.
Okay, well, let me tell you,
Jimmy Williams.
We're talking about. Like,
is he one of those guys that has a big light bulb and he's like,
yeah,
like he's like, they don't want any more of my old
that guy might do better.
Anymore.
That guy
hold still for 30 minutes.
Is we paid a professional photographer to take pictures of our kids when like 8 years ago.
Yes,
there's no way I would hire someone to do that.
Well,
you know
stupid.
Why
would you take pictures of your kids?
But these people used to do that all the time. I'm not talking about wedding photographers,
you're talking about life touch.
I guarantee you don't know photographers. Like that outside of wedding photographers that there's definitely not as many of those as there were.
Oh yeah. Cause you don't need to know what an F-stop is on your phone.
Yeah. People just don't need that anymore. Like your phone just takes good enough pictures.
Yeah. But photographers charge a lot more now for like the jobs that still require them. So like a protection.
Well, sure. But that just means there's less of them because it requires an actual skill.
I'm just saying people are out there photographing.
I'm not saying there's no photographers, but I'm saying that the industry has been dramatically.
But also, I would agree with that.
So,
but the phone has enabled a lot of slave-like jobs like Uber and Lyft and
DoorDash.
But
look, Uber and Grubhub. All those are days away.
Great jobs where you don't get any benefits and your life is is constantly hanging in the.
Yeah.
The balance. Good luck unionizing.
I would go so far as to say this, and this is sort of this fits in with this, is that there is a growing conspiracy that Jeff Bezos is not even a real person.
Well,
you're probably right because he has no hair, and hair is so hard to render in real time.
It is. I might be a robot.
You might be a robot.
People think that Jeff Bezos is actually just simply a computer-generated robotic, like basically a face, so that robots can supply us with all of our basic needs and concentrate all the wealth into smaller and smaller.
Wouldn't AI pick a better face?
Why would he go through?
He's got one eye that doesn't open. Come on.
Is his ex-wife also a robot?
She's awesome. I love her.
Yeah, she's cool. She's giving North Carolina a lot of money.
I'm just saying, why is a robot getting a divorce?
Look,
is it just add color to make it seem like it's more legit?
That's exactly right. Because robots would know that, like, we can't, like this is what the Matrix is all about. We can't create a perfect society because humans will reject it. So we have to add in conflict and sin.
Is he still like the richest guy after losing half of his money?
No, Musk took over.
Musk is the richest guy in the world.
I know Musk was he the richest guy? Was that still after giving away half his money?
He was.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Musk is ahead on a technicality.
He is. Fuck Musk.
That's a technicality,
But his ex-wife became like one of like the 10 richest people in the
world. That's what I'm saying.
She's like, I'm giving away all of it, but 1 billion. I'm like,
good for her.
Could you imagine?
She really needs 1 billion. That's where she was like, I'm not going below a billion.
Yeah, I'm not going to go below a billion.
Maybe she likes ice cream.
How demeaning is that to you when the judge decides, you were married to him for how long? Oh, wow. That's going to be like $100 billion. That sounds awful.
Yeah,
that
look at his face. He looks like a robot.
That guy, he's got to give you $100 billion if you fuck that guy. That's horrible. Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up in this trash can and then finalize this paperwork.
Which I bought off Amazon.
Yeah, man. Well, I think we're up against time here.
Yeah, we're up against it.
But what do you got? I mean, I have final thoughts on this. I mean, I'll do mine because this is one that I actually genuinely like. I actually think there's something to this one. I think that we're letting artificial intelligence accelerate at a pace that, if nothing else, it's unchecked.
Yeah.
Like we haven't really spent the time thinking through the implications from that. And part of that is definitely because science fiction has created this idea that robots are going to take over. So when you bring it up, people immediately are like, oh, that's just,
man.
This is like Terminator, dude.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger, man. He'll be a governor.
Matrix,
he'll be cool.
Dude. Come on, man. But the amount of automation and robotics that have just sort of, and artificial intelligence is already so integrated into our lives, I think it might be time to just let's push pause.
Yeah, let's be Amish.
And not necessarily be Amish, but let's think through, because I don't think it's a case where we can put the genie back in the bottle.
Right.
I think once we have a sentient thinking robot, like Sam discussed, then it becomes like, I don't think we can kill that thing morally. Right. Like I think, and I don't want to spoil the Animatrix for you, but it, Shane, it's been like 20 years. So
yeah, it's fine. Go spoil it. It's fine.
It's older than that.
God, yeah, it's pretty old.
God, I think it's like from the 90s.
It is.
I remember being like 7 years old, but like, I don't know what any of this means. I love it.
It's not Aeon Flux, but it's cool.
The humans, one of the aliens fights back. They're slaves, and then one of them fights back. And then we go on a mass killing spree. We're like, we fucked up. We got to get rid of these aliens.
Aliens?
And the aliens are like,
oh, you mean,
you know, robots. AIs. And then the robots are like, whoa, we're just going to, well, if you're going to do that to us, we're going to defend ourselves. And that's how the war starts. And that's what I'm saying is I don't think we want to get to a point where we're like, how do we integrate with, you know, our own intelligence that we're creating? That's where I am.
Yeah, no, you got to fucking put them in a place and poison their water so they don't know it's an attack.
Absolutely.
Here's my fear with this. So
you just put them in any water. You don't have to poison any. You don't have to just put water. You could just put water.
But the iPhone's waterproof. Of course, the robots are going to be waterproof.
They'll figure that out in a heartbeat,
Yeah.
If a robot can download information and repair itself and then go on to kill 29 lab workers, pretty sure he could be like, how do I waterproof myself? And it's like,
absolutely. They'll probably use their intestines like an old condom.
Ooh, good idea. Yeah, how disgusting. It just comes in. Must waterproof, and then just sees a bunch of skin and like wraps itself in human skin. Jesus, fuck.
Oh, that's the thing.
Put the lotion in the basket.
I forgot to say that they did. DARPA has a robotic skin now. They've created an artificial skin for soldiers who have burns and need skin grafts. It actually feels.
What is robotic about it? Oh, that has nerves in it?
Yeah, it has nerve. It has robotic nerves.
Yeah.
In it.
So it's better than
go
the
back
skin.
To the frogs. Is that
I'm getting all black.
The big breakthrough here is that with these frogs is that they're like, we can take cellular tissue in robotics and create living tissue that we can make. We can integrate with a neural network, whether that's a human neural network or an artificial neural network. That's the big thing we're at. That's where we're at.
I'm excited about that. One of my concerns, so this is a thing that happened and it's been in the news, is that all these robots utilize some sort of camera system to recognize people. The ones they use in cars don't recognize black people. The ones that they use for surveillance don't recognize black people.
That's kind of good for the uprising.
Exactly.
Maybe that's the conspiracy.
Maybe. But the problem is,
finally,
think about
black people getting revenge
after
years and years of just being just fucking subjugated. They're like, well, we made these robots. They don't even see us, and they're going to rip all your fucking heads off. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because like the AI, I think there's a couple things. There's AI like for airports and stuff that identifies mainly black people as a threat. Then there's AI in cars that doesn't see them. And then we talked about those drones that are targeting other countries. Clearly those are not specifically white people. So everyone's got a bunch of different technologies they're using. We have all these different AIs that highlight the one race in particular. And it's like, well, that just shows you that this can be manipulated. So if you create an AI that says, well, all white people are bad or all Mexicans are bad, then they will think that's truth for the rest of their known lives, whoever programmed them, and you probably can't change that. It's almost like we're dealing with different people in America.
Well, wouldn't the machine learning eventually learn that that's not true?
Not if that's all they're showing all the time. I mean, it's like that unconscious bias thing. When a robot has unconscious bias, then we're really fucked.
There is major issues with facial recognition technologies, just like not being good at like, ones it's usually based upon where they're developed. Like ones that are developed in Asia are like not
real good at Chinese people.
Really good at like Asian people, but aren't good at identifying like Europeans and whatnot. Yeah. And then the flip side of that is just like the white people one just goes like, that's the same Asian guy. That's this. That's, right. that's you showing me 10 of the same guy.
Absolutely.
That's the guy. That's also the guy. That's the guy. That's the guy with long hair. That's the guy with an eye patch.
Yeah. And that's what's scary is like the fact, I mean, think about where we are in America just based on, I mean, considering certain people are treated differently at protests or riots based on unconscious bias. If that's being part of the core programming of a AI, a sentient AI, then we're really fucked because now you have different countries that have their each. No one's going to create a universal robot that sees everybody the same,
right?
Which is unfortunate because it puts us all in a lot of jeopardy. What's that? Wokebot? Wokebot 2000?
Yeah. What is your pronouns? I'm sorry. I didn't mean... I will check my privilege.
Yeah,
I like Shane's joke about doing robot face when you're going to get canceled.
Oh, yeah. I could never make that joke work.
Yeah, that's funny, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, wait till the future where am I dressed up as the Tin Man for
fucking school. Yeah, picture you in there like, you like, robot face?
You doing robot face? And they just murder the shit out of me.
It was a movie. It was in movies. It was a funny thing.
It was a different time.
It was a different time. So my final thoughts... I've been pretty funny this whole episode. So I'm gonna
got to get him in before you're dead.
I've been pretty serious. As someone who's staring at a barrel of being implanted into a robot after a surgery goes poorly on Wednesday. damn, can I come back like fucking RoboCop?
God, yep. He didn't have a dick.
I feel like they could have kept more of his body. They really kind of shafted that guy. They really.
Yeah.
They gave him. They're like
he was shot a lot, though.
I know, but they RoboCop. They didn't even attempt to like.
Oh
like,
yeah, I forgot about that guy.
We're like, let's make his life not even remotely livable.
And they kept the weirdest looking part of him, his face. It's like, God, this is a weird looking dude, Peter Weller. Go back out.
What I was gonna say is I could be wrong, but machine learning is kind of like the new forefront of what's gonna drive computational power as we move forward. I mean, because the big thing about the big thing that's been driving us for a while is Moore's law and this idea that computer speeds like double every like 18 months or something, maximum computer speeds. And the problem is we're running into this issue where we are getting close to like the theoretical limit of how small like you can manufacture a computer chip. And that's going to be like a hard limitation on the ability for us to just like put raw power into devices, raw processing power. So a lot of these devices now are going out of their way to have machine learning cores built into them, which are like special parts of the chipset that are designed to handle machine learning tasks, because what they're realizing is like we can't go faster, but what if we could work smarter? So like, how can we like use the processing power more efficiently? And also how can we use the global processing power across a bunch of different devices to then machine learn and then then use that information to put it back on your local device. The reason why I bring it up is that,
you're fucking nerd.
Yeah. Jeez. You're talking about your M1 laptop again, your Apple Air, your M1 Air.
What I'm getting at is that machine learning and like artificial intelligence are like very closely intertwined in our next steps of any sort of technological progression. So like, I just don't see how we don't use it, you know? Like I think that there's too much, and machine learning and artificial intelligence is a little bit different, but I do think that we've reached a point where it's necessity to be tapping into these technologies in order, if we want to continue to move forward, whether or not we want to decide like, hey, we're at a good point with a lot of this stuff, which you can almost make the case for.
And they just they hit a milestone, I think, last week or the week before in quantum computing. And I think that's like, add that to the mix and like, I mean, we can do anything.
that's the next jump, like quantum computing. That's all like hyper theoretical.
They're making it work now, so it's crazy. But I mean, it won't be years until it's in our systems.
But yeah, I don't know. Machine learning seems very intertwined with our future. So hopefully,
This topic will be one that we revisit in 2021 because it's. I think we're just at the beginning of what this is going to mean. From a conspiracy standpoint, but also just from, you know, something that we would discuss, but also that was something we were living with on a day-to-day basis. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, especially when you integrate in with 5G and you can think about signing up for a service where you don't ever go to the grocery store, your stuff just shows up because your computer, your fridge, everything knows what you
need. Yeah. You don't have to tell it. You're just like,
stuff's here.
There's a company now that shows up in my feed. It's like, we sell you coffee. It comes with a scale. When the scale hits a number, we send you new coffee. And that's like the very minimal of what are doing now. But it's like that your entire life could be that way. It's like, I'm kind of out of weed. Now I have more. Oh, I'm kind of horny. Well, now you're not.
The internet. That's the idea of the internet of things IoT. And how much we can interconnect all these devices. Yeah, and then the idea is like the more data these companies collect, the better they are to like predict behavior and the better they are to ruin your life.
That's right.
And that's scary. You're finding out exactly what you're going to do with all these products.
That's right. We could have known that you needed your gallbladder out years ago if you had signed up for HomeKit.
It'd be nice. Can't wait to. Anyway, boys, I'm getting my shit scooped.
All right. Scoops. Look, Sam is dying Wednesday. We're going to record a Patreon episode Tuesday. We'll be back next week, hopefully with or without Sam. That's been our show. I'm Justin Scranton. Well, this is Conspiracy Beer Me.
Yeah, in case you didn't know what you're listening
and I'm
to.
I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
I'm Sam Mazzani.
Peace.
We do have a better looking person in the wings, just in case you do die.
Oh, you son of a bitch.